during a recent visit to Haskell Elementary School in Rockford, the kids were making catapults. They were doing it in their Makerspace Lab, which is one of the central hubs of their STEAM Academy. It's in a new modular building housed right next to their 60-year-old school. And on weeks they don't get to work in the Makerspace Lab, students get to try their hand at Lego education. More than half of Rockford Public Schools were rated either lowest performing or underperforming this year, but math and English language arts scores were up. Haskell is a STEAM Academy, and you might be thinking, what does that stand for? Well, let's ask one of the kids.
Science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics.
This is their third year with the program.
It was scary for me.
That's Lori Leathers. She's been the principal at Haskell for over two decades. A few years ago, they met with administrators from the district. Their work just wasn't coming through in test scores. So it was time for a change.
We kind of had to be vulnerable and go out on a limb too and be like, well, let's try it. So we didn't really know what we didn't know.
After weeks of meetings and visiting other schools, Haskell chose STEAM as its specialty.
One of the things that drew us into STEAM were that children were engaged and
not just compliant.
Yeah.
At the end there, that was Courtney Schirmerhorn. She's an instructional coach at Haskell who assisted students and staff trying to get their footing in the new program. Haskell's a public elementary school, but it's a public choice school. There's no aptitude test to get in, but parents have to want their kids to go there. And Leathers attests that the transition to STEAM was not an easy sell, especially at first.
We went through a little bit of a staff turnover, and I think it's because that first year was pretty stressful. It was all of us just trying to come up with ideas and best practices and try to like, hey, will you try this? And teachers are like, I can't add one more thing. I can't fit it all in. I can't do all of this.
That's around the time they were deemed lowest performing. It means their scores were in the bottom 5% of the state. It's based on a mix of math and language arts tests, along with attendance numbers. But Leather said students slowly got more comfortable. The staff turnover slowed, they received a grant and hired a STEAM specialist. And in the spirit of STEAM, Schirmerhorn used data to figure out what to focus on.
I think that's what's really moving the needle for us, is because we look at data and we know what the majority of our kids need, but we also know what each individual child needs.
STEAM emphasizes cross-collaboration between subjects. It's not uncommon to learn about what an instrument's made of and how that influences its sound during a normal music class. It's also very hands-on, earning the E for engineering in STEAM. Leathers says that's taught them how to fail properly.
When you're in the unknown and not truly learn, like, you're not going to learn something if you do it the first time and you get it correct. When you fail, then you start to learn.
Now she believes students and parents want to be at Haskell for its staff and STEAM program. And as a choice school, it has students from across Rockford. That means some students have to catch the bus around 6 in the morning. And aside from test scores, attendance is a crucial piece of the report card grade. Rockford Public Schools' overall rates of chronic absenteeism and truancy have increased over the last few years. By contrast, Haskell's have fallen. Leathers said even with an upswing of interest in their school, the staff doesn't want a drastic shift in Haskell's demographics.
We're not looking to pick a specialty to change who we service. Like, we love who comes to us. We choose to stay here on the west side of Rockford for a reason.
For now, she's relieved to see the test scores are improving. But she's seen scores ebb and flow in the past, too.
I'm not done here yet, so I keep, people are like, oh my gosh, you've been here forever. And I have been here a really long time, but I'm not done yet.
But for now, she hopes STEAM can be a catalyst for their continued success. I'm Peter Medlin.